Today's daf is Bava Kamma daf Mem Dalid. We are holding on daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis. We are at the two dots, not the last two dots, five lines before the end of the page, but a few lines before that, about 10-12 lines before the end of the page. The last word we did was Teku. We're up to Ki Asa Rav Dimi at the end of the line. Ki Asa Rav Dimi Yom Rabbi Yochanan. Kofer, Matam Lomer Im Kofer. Why does the pasuk say Im Kofer? The rabbis kofer shlo bekavana ke kofer bekavana. They tell us that that there's a din of kofer even when the animal killed shlo bekavana. Right? That's what Rashi says. Even though the shor doesn't get skila when it kills shlo bekavana, the owner is still gonna have to pay kofer when the shor kills shlo bekavana. This is against Rabba from yesterday's daf. Amrei Abaye, so Abaye says al me'ata. If that's the case. Eved nami matam lomer im eved. You have a similar lashon when the pasuk talks about an eved. It says im eved yigach hashar. Right? It also has a lashon of im, just like it says by the pasuk of kofer im kofer yushas alav. So should we also say over there the rabbos eved shalom bekavana ke eved bekavana that you should pay the knas for killing an eved even when the animal does it shalom bekavana, just like you pay the knas when the animal does it bekavana? So v'chite ma'achinami, and if you'll say okay, so maybe that is taka the drasha that you are supposed to pay the knas when it does it shalom bekavana. V'ha'amar reish lakish shor shehimis es ha'eved shalom bekavana. But Reish Lakish taught us that it's not so. That if a shor kills an eved shalo b'kavana, he absolutely does not pay the shloshim shkalim. So how can you tell me that you darshin, that Rabbi Yochanan darshins im by kofer, im kofer, to tell me that even shalo b'kavana it's going to pay kofer? If that were so, we should have a similar drasha by eved. And we know Reish Lakish does not have such a drasha by eved. Reish Lakish holds up by eved when it's shalo b'kavana, your pater. So Amalei, Gavra Karamis. He said, what kind of question is that? You're asking, how can Rabbi Yochanan darshan im if we know Reish Lakish doesn't darshan im? That's because one is Rabbi Yochanan, one is Reish Lakish. Meaning, they could be that they argue over here. The Havamina apparently is that since Reish Lakish is the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, that he was Mekabel Rabbi Yochanan's general mode of drasha. But apparently it's not necessarily so. Reish Lakish could disagree. Reish Lakish could say that I'm not going to darshan im to tell me that you're chayiv even shalom b'kavana. I think you're pater shalom b'kavana. So kiyasa rav namar b'yochanan eved matam lomar im eved l'rabos eved shalom b'kavana kevid b'kavana. So, when Ravin came, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that you taka archaiv on Eved Shalom B'Kavana, that it's gonna, Rabbi Yochanan is consistent in his drashas, just like he makes the drasha of Im Kofer to tell me that Yochayiv Kofer even when the shor killed the person Shalom B'Kavana. So do we darshan's Im Eved to teach me Yochayiv the Knas of the Shloshim Shal Eved even if the shor kills Shalom B'Kavana? So good, so Rabbi Yochanan's consistent. Now, according to Reish Lakish, though, if he doesn't darshan im eved, then he shouldn't darshan by kofer either. Im kofer that you chayiv even when it's shalom b'kavana. So amri lo, eved im eved lo darish, kofer im kofer darish. Reish Lakish actually splits the drasha. When it comes to im eved, there he's not going to darshan that you chayiv even shalom b'kavana. But when it comes to kofer, there he is going to darshan that you chayiv shalom b'kavana. Umayshna, why should he darshan in one place, not the other? Manavshuch, if you hold that im is a valid drasha, so hold it across the board. So why should he distinguish? So eved im eved lo ksiv b'makom tashlumin. The drasha of im eved is not said in regards to tashlumin. It's said in regard to negicha. Right? It says im eved yigach. So therefore, we needed to teach us just that this din applies to an eved as opposed to a ben chorin. That there is no such din by a ben chorin. Kofer im kofer ksiv b'makom tashlumin. But kofer im kofer is said in regards to, meaning when the pasuk says im kofer yushas alav v'nasan pidyo nafsha k'chol asher yushas alav, it's clearly talking about the chiyuv of paying. So therefore, it's likely that it's coming to include more cases in tashlumin as well, and it's coming to say that you're going to be chayiv tashlumin not only in a case where the shor kills b'mezid, even in a case where the shor kills Bishogi, but that's where the shor kills shalom b'kavana. So that's that's why Reish Lakish would make the drasha over there by kofer, but would still not make the drasha when it comes to an eved. Fine. The Mishnah had said that this was the Mishnah from a couple of days ago on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. The Mishnah had said that if Shor kills a person, if it's a Muad, it pays Kofar. If it's Tam, it doesn't pay Kofar. But either way, it's going to be Chayiv Misa. And the same is true if it kills a child. If it's still, the Shor is going to be Chayiv Misa, whether it be a Tam or a Muad. A Shor that kills a child is going to be Chayiv Misa. So Tanu Rabbanan, we have a Braisa. O ben yigach, o bas yigach. Pasuk says, O ben yigach, o bas yigach. L'chayiv al k'tanim k'gedolim. To teach me this exact halacha that the shor is going to be chayiv for killing a katan, the same way it's going to be chayiv, you're going to have to give the shor skila for killing a gadol. Frak the Gemara, why do I need a pasuk? V'alo dinu. Hol v'chayiv adam ba'adam, chayiv shor ba'adam. Ma k'shechayiv adam ba'adam, lo shna ben k'tanim l'gedolim, av k'shechayiv shor ba'adam, lo tachlo ben k'tanim l'gedolim. Well, we know that when people kill people, we don't distinguish between Ketanim and Gedolim. So shouldn't it be logical? This din is not a Kal V'chomer, it's really a Memetzinu. That it's logical that we know that an Adam killing an Adam is Chayiv, a Shor killing an Adam is Chayiv. So just like when an Adam kills an Adam, we don't distinguish between whether he killed an adult or a child. So too, when a Shor kills an Adam, we shouldn't distinguish whether he killed an adult or a child. Now the Gemara is suggesting that we don't need the Pasuk to tell me that you're chayiv for killing a katan, because we have a logical limud, a memetzinu from another din. Why do we even need that? Why should is a katan not a life? Do we ever say that there's such a din that a katan doesn't count as a life? What's the havamina that a shor shouldn't get killed for killing an adam? Just the havamina in the first place that a shor shouldn't get killed for killing a child. So why is a child any less of a life than anybody else? So the Mukhi Yosef says, because he's not chayv mitzvos. So I might have thought he's not as viable or not as important as a gadol, because he's not chayv mitzvos. It says in Ramban al Torah, the Ramban in Parshas Mishpatim, next week's Parsha, Perech Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, know that the Havmin is as follows, that for an ox to kill an adult takes a certain amount of chutzpah and a certain amount of wildness for the animal to overcome what's normally a natural fear of human beings that an animal has. But for an animal to kill a child, the child is much more defenseless, has much less of a chance to defend itself. The animals in general aren't that scared of children, so it's not really that out of the ordinary for an animal to kill a child. When we kill a shor, it's not really b'toras onesh, for the severity of the crime, for the severity of what it did. It's really more to get rid of these crazy, wild shvarim. So, the shor can't be chayv in onesh. It doesn't make sense that the shor doesn't be chayv in onesh. But it's to get rid of this terrible mazik that's a killing machine. Well, the shor is a killing machine if we see that it kills an adult. But if it kills a child, there's a hava mina at least, then maybe it doesn't say that much about the shor. It doesn't mean it's such a wild shor just because it... it killed the child. So anyway, that's what would seem to be the hava mina. So that's why we have a pasuk that tells me that no, you're chayiv on ketanim, just like you're chayiv on gadolim. Now, you're not chayiv on all ketanim. If it's a nefel, you're not going to be chayiv on the nefel. And Mukhi Yosef says, what if it's a suffik nefel? You're not sure if it's healthy enough to make it or not. So he says, min adin, we should say, emotzi mechaver ala faraya. That you want me to lose my shor, you want my animal to get killed, bring me a raya that the child that it killed was not a nefel. But latzis yidei shemayim kufra kapara, so at least the kufra payment to be latzis yidei shemayim, you should have to pay. But anyway, so says the Gemara. So we have a memetzinu. The memetzinu would tell us anyway, even without a pasuk, the memetzinu would tell us that the animal should get killed for killing a child. Va'od, forget the memetzinu. We have a kalvachomer. Kalvachomer who? Uma adam ba adam shlo asabo ketanim ki gedolim, chayiv ba ala ketanim ki gedolim. When it comes to a person killing another person, where we don't treat a child murderer the way we would treat an adult murderer, meaning a child murderer is not going to be chayiv misa, but an adult murderer is, and nevertheless the victim, we don't distinguish between a victim who's a child and a victim who's an adult. So sharba adam shas about ketanim kigdolim. When a shar kills an adam, where we don't distinguish between the murderer, between a shar that's a child, a baby shar, and an adult shar, as Rashi quotes, because shar ben yomo karoi shar. The halacha is that although with human beings there's an assumption that when we're born we're not yet fully formed, we're not just small adults, we're children. It's a totally different it's a totally different entity. When it comes to a shar, there's no such thing. When it comes to a shar ben yomo karoi shar, when a shar is born, he's already a shar. He may be a little smaller, but he's already a shar. So we don't distinguish between ketanim and gedolim amongst the shvarim that kill. So all the more so, we shouldn't make a distinction between the victims of a shar, whether they be ketanim or gedolim, that it should be that you should be chayiv. So this is a legitimate kal v'chomer. It's not just a memotzinu to tell me that even without a pasuk of oben yigach obas yigach, I should know that you're chayiv misa, that the animal is going to be chayiv misa for killing a human being, whether it be an adult or a child. It shouldn't make a difference. Now it's interesting, Rashi on the beginning of the Kal V'chomer, Adam ba'adam shelo asa ba'ketanim kigedolim, right? So Rashi says, how do I know that that's true? That if a katan is a murderer, that we don't kill him? So Rashi says, rotzeh katan kigadol d'chsiv ve'ish kiyake ish v'lo katan. That it's ish kiyake ish, as opposed to a katan that's yake ish. So we have a drasha that tells me that a katan kills, that he's not going to be chayiv misa. So the obvious kasha is, a katan does anything isn't chayiv anything. A katan's not chayiv in ocean. Why do I need a special drasha to tell me that if a katan kills, Rashi quotes special drasha, katan kills, he's not going to be chayiv misa. So the Gur Aryeh on that pasuk, on Chumash, Maral, in Gur Aryeh, asked this kasha, he quotes the kasha from one of the earlier Mefarshi Rashi, and he answers as follows, that the Havamina is that even a shar that kills gets killed. Meaning, Ritzicha is different, because we see that by Ritzicha, even if a shar kills somebody, gets killed. Now, a shar is not chayv in any own shim in Kala Torah Kula either, and yet he gets killed for killing somebody. So the Havamina is that the child will get killed, not b'toras onesh of a child, of a human being, but b'toras the onesh of a shar. Or maybe it's megala that the killing we do when something kills is because we're trying to remove the mazik. It's not necessarily b'toras onesh. Like we said before, it's not necessarily just to punish the person, it's to remove the mazik from this world, that this is someone who's destroying Yeshuva Shalolam, so we need to get rid of him. So regardless whether it's a bar onshin or not, that's why we would kill the shar, and that's why we would kill the child as well, according to the Hava Mina, had we not had this drasha. That's how the Gur Aryeh says. Tarz Mima says a little bit more elaborately that Shvichas Damim in general is considered much worse in this regard than all other Yisurim. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach, Parak Dalet, Halacha Ches, the Rambam says, what happens if you have a case where you know that Reuven murdered Shimon? The only thing is, you don't have two kosher eidim to testify to it. You have a set of 10 brothers. They were all there. 10 guys. All of them are brothers. And the most honest people in the world, and they would never say a bad thing about anybody. And they also saw Reuven killed Shimon. But the problem is the krov, so the pasul eidos. But you know for sure that they're not lying, and you know, you're absolutely certain that it happened. So what do you do then? So the halacha is you can't kill Reuven because he killed Shimon. Says the Rambam, you put Reuven in jail, you lock him up, you give him very tiny amounts of food till his stomach shrivels up and eventually he'll die. Where do you ever have such a thing? You think Reuven's a Mechal Shabbos, but you don't have kosher Eidim. Would you do that to him? You think he's no Vidav al-Dazari even. Right? So the Rambam says, you do this not because Ritzicha is the most chamor Isra in the Torah, and by that he means that it's the most chamor in the sense that you get the most chamor onesh. It's not because that's the most chamor in front of the Ribbono Shalom. Avodah Zarah is probably more chamor in some sense than Ritzicha is. Chil Shabbos, but it's not because it's the most chamor, but it's because there's no Isra in the Torah that destroys the Yeshuva Shalolam like Ritzicha does. There's nothing as destructive to society and to how society can function as Ritzicha is. And essentially, we cannot allow someone who we know to be such a detriment to Yeshuva Shalolam to continue to function and live within society. So Ritzicha is just a totally different, it's in a totally different ballpark. And that's what the Torah Tmimah says, that's the Havamina over here. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that a child who kills is not going to be chayiv misa? He's not chayiv in any onesh. No, I needed to tell me that even by misa, that even when the child commits murder, which is much worse in the sense that we have to do whatever we can to get the murderers off the streets, no matter what kind of murderers they are. They could be animals, children. That's what I would have thought. So that's why Kamash Malan, that the child is not going to be chayiv for murder. So anyway, so that's the Kal Vachomer. The Gemara says if we distinguish between the murderers, whether it's a child or an adult, we're only going to be chayiv an adult and not a child. Yet when it comes to animals that kill, we make no such distinction. So if we don't distinguish between the victims of people, whether there be a child or adult, for sure we're not going to distinguish between the victims of an animal, whether it be a child or an adult. So the obvious, the next kasha one would have to ask then is, wait a second, this is a Kal Vachomer. We're saying from a Kal Vachomer we want to derive that if a shor kills a person, that the shor should be chayiv misa. Right? Why the Gemara? This is a kasha the Gemara has. Why do I need a pasuk? Oben obas, right? Oben yigach obas yigach. That if a shor kills a child, it's chayiv misa. We have a Kal Vachomer to tell me that if a shor kills a child, it's chayiv misa. Whatever happened to ein onshin min adin? Whatever happened to the idea that you can't apply an onesh based on a Kal Vachomer? How do we want to assume based on a Kal Vachomer that a shor is going to be chayiv misa for killing a child without a pasuk ein onshin min adin? So what you really have to do is go back and revisit why is ein onshin min adin? Why do we say that we don't punish someone based on the Kal Vachomer? So we've discussed this a few times in this Masechta already. One possible reason why we don't why ein onshin min adin, why we don't punish a person based on the Kal Vachomer, is the assumption that maybe for the din hakal, the onesh that was stated by it is enough to give kapara to the person. But for a din chamor, maybe the onesh is simply not enough to give kapara. Maybe the Kal Vachomer is such a stark Kal Vachomer that the din chamor is so much more severe than the din hakal that it's not going to suffice to give kapara. Well, when you kill a shor, is it to give kapara to the shor? Certainly not. So you have no worries about the kapara of the shor. So then maybe that's why we're not worried about ein onshin min adin over here when it comes to the shor. It's not a din kapara at all. So the shor won't get kapara. It doesn't matter. The shor's not getting kapara anyway. So it doesn't make a difference. So maybe that's why we're not going to play ein onshin min adin over here. What was the other svar of ein onshin min adin? Is that maybe there's a pircha on the Kal Vachomer. You never know. Maybe the Kal Vachomer is not so glatt. We think the Kal Vachomer sounds good, but if someone comes up with a pircha on the Kal Vachomer tomorrow, it'll be too late. You're going to go kill a person based on the Kal Vachomer, and then you'll find out a week later that the Kal Vachomer wasn't really a strong Kal Vachomer. Whoops, right? You accidentally killed a person. So that's a terrible thing. So that's why ein onshin min adin. But over here, what's the worst that can come out? You accidentally killed the shor? All right, on the 95% chance that the Kal Vachomer is a really good Kal Vachomer, it was worth the risk to kill a shor. Killing a shor is not the worst thing in the world. If there's any human need to do it, you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to kill a shor for anything. You want to make a nice pair of shoes out of it, you're allowed to kill a shor. Any human need. So certainly a human need that there's a 99% chance that this shor is chayiv misa, right? That you need to kill this shor. So that's enough of a reason not to be worried that maybe it's going to turn out that the Kal Vachomer will be mufrach, because it's not so bad, even if it does turn out that the Kal Vachomer is mufrach. So that's why apparently we're not worried about ein onshin min adin over here. So anyway, back to the Gemara's question. Why do I need a pasuk that the shor is chayiv for killing a child? Don't we know it from a memetzinu, from a Kal Vachomer? It says, we're low. Marta adam ba'adam shekein chayiv barba dvarim. Tomer b'shor sheinu chayiv b'dal dvarim. Both the memetzinu and the Kal Vachomer derive it from the halacha of a person killing another person. Well, there's a certain chumrah by that halacha that doesn't apply to a shor, and that's the chiyuv of dal dvarim. So since by a shor there's no chiyuv of dal dvarim, I might have thought that just like the shor has a kula in that regard, and that there's no chiyuv of dal dvarim, the shor also has a kula in regards to that there's no that it shouldn't be chayiv for killing a child. That's why the pasuk says, "Tam lomer o ben yigach o bas yigach l'chayiv al ktanim k'gdolim," to tell me that the shor is going to be chayiv for killing a child, just like it would be chayiv for killing an adult. Says the Gemara, "Vein li'al b'muadin b'taminayin." Still, I only know this by a shor muad. How do I know by a shor tam that a shor is going to be chayiv misa for killing a child? So says the Gemara, "Valo dinhu." Since the shor is chayiv for both man and woman and for children, for son and daughter, So just like when a shor kills an adult, man or woman, we do not distinguish between whether it killed, whether the shor was a tam or a muad. So too when the shor kills a child, a little boy or a little girl, we're not going to distinguish between whether the shor was a shor tam or shor muad. Plus we have a kal v'chomer. Ma ish vi isha shekein hura kochem benizakin. Lo chilak tabo bein tam lemuad. If ish vi isha, which have a more strict din, have less of an advantage when it comes to general dinim of nezikin than a child does. An adult has less of an advantage when it comes to general dinim of nezikin, in that when an adult damages, it's chayiv to pay. When a child damages, he's not chayiv to pay. Right? That's what ketanim are pgiyasan ra'ah. When you deal with a child in terms of damaging, you're always going to lose, because you're chayiv to pay him. If you damage him, he's not chayiv to pay you if he damages you. Right, so if we're going to say by an ish v'isha, who generally have do not have as strong of an upper hand when it comes to nezikin, still, even if the shor is a shor tam, he's going to be chayiv misa for killing them. Still, even if the shor, it doesn't matter whether the shor is a tam or a muad. So ben ubas she yafakoch benizakin ein adin shlo tachal ben tam or muad. So ben ubas, a child who's given a significant upper hand when it comes to nezikin, all the more so we're not going to distinguish between a tam and a muad. All the more so we're gonna be mechayiv the shor that damages it, because we always are mechayiv someone that messes with the child. Someone that messes around with the child is always going to lose. So there's more reason for the shor to lose over here. So for sure, even by a short time, he's going to be chayiv misa. So he says, wait a second, can you darshan a kal v'chomer to learn a din kal from a din chomer to be machmir? Meaning, he says, look at Rashi, v'chidon kal mechomer tam imuad. We're learning tam from muad, lahachmir ala kal, to be more machmir on a case of the kal, on the tam. Meaning, normally the way kal v'chomer works, if you're going to be chayiv in a case of tam, so kal v'chomer, you're going to be chayiv in a case of muad. Right, because tam is the more kal case, and muad is the more chomer. So you can be chayiv in the more kal case, kal v'chomer, you're chayiv in the more chomer case. But over here, it's working backwards. Right, the starting point is we know that you're chayiv in the case of muad. So we're saying if you're chayiv in the case of muad, kal v'chomer, you're going to be chayiv in the case of tam. That's a little weird, right? That's Rashi. The hachmer al kal, the name kiyechi, the chomer chayiv, kal nami chayiv. That we're going to say based on the kal v'chomer, just like you're chayiv in the more chomer case, so too you're chayiv in the more kal case. The kederash the tam mimuad b'mematzinu. The ketani chayiv beish v'isha v'chayiv beben ubas. We said you're chayiv when you kill an adult, and it's chayiv when it kills a child. The muad, when it's a muad, the chayiv the ben ubas b'muad u'dechsev. The chayiv of killing a child is only written in regards to a shor muad. The kamrit, and then we say, yeah, but machiv de ish v'isha asabo tam kimuad, just like we treated tam the same way as we treated muad by ish v'isha, af ben ubas nasabo tam kimuad. So it turns out that the limud is tam from muad. Meaning, the point is, had the Torah never told me by a shor muad that you're chayav for killing a child, I would never know that by a short time you're chayiv killing a child. Meaning the whole kal v'chomer is based on knowing in advance that a shor muad is chayiv for killing a child. So essentially we're learning that a short time is chayiv for killing a child from the fact that a shor muad is chayiv for killing a child. And that's crazy. That's a backwards kal v'chomer. And furthermore, im marta b'ish v'isha shekein chayiv b'mitzvos, tor ben ubas shepturim min ha-mitzvos. As we quoted from the Nukah Yosef before. Plus, there's a big difference. You can't just apply from one to the other. There's a certain chumrah that ish v'isha have, namely that they're chayiv in mitzvos. So in a certain sense, it's a greater crime to kill an adult than it is to kill a child, because you're killing someone who's more valuable in the sense that they can do mitzvos already. Whereas a child, you're killing someone who can't do mitzvos yet. So can you really learn a kal v'chomer to tell me that if a short time is chayiv for killing an adult, short time is going to be chayiv for killing a child too? So Talmud Lomar, O ben yigach, O bas yigach, negicha betam, negicha b'mur, negicha l'misa, negicha l'nizakin. So that's why we have the extra word, O ben yigach, O bas yigach, keeps us saying yigach, yigach, to tell me these extra drushes. That it's a drasha from pasuk. It's not relying on a kal v'chomer. That a negicha that's done by a shor tam or a shor muad, and regardless of who it's damaging, whether it be an adult or a child, is going to be chayiv, right? And it's going to be chayiv for nezikin, it's going to be chayiv for killing, it's going to be chayiv for all the normal things that a shor is chayiv for when it occurs a child as well. Okay, new Mishnah. Shor shay mischachich because of the nachal al adam. Let's say a shor is rubbing itself against the wall to scratch its back or something, and it falls down on a person and kills a person. Or niskavin largas behema vargas adam. Shor has kavana to try to kill a behema, accidentally it kills a human being instead. Or leknani vaharg ben yisrael. Shor is trying to kill a non-Jew and accidentally kills a Jew. Lenefelim vaharg ben kayama. Or a shor tries to kill a nefel and accidentally kills a viable child. So halacha is in all these cases pater. In all these cases, it's going to be pater. Pater from what? So that's going to be the first machlokas in the Gemara. If you look at just the first line of the Gemara before we discuss anything, Amar Shmuel pater mi misa v'chayiv b'kofer. He's pater from misa, but he's still going to be chayiv in paying kofer. And Rav says pater mizeh mizeh. Shor is going to be pater from everything. But at the very least, from misa, the shor is definitely going to be pater in all of these cases. Now, we never discussed in the past, why is it that when a shor kills a... When one kills a kanani in general, that there's not as strong of a chiv as when you kill a Jew, right? The shor that even a shor kills a kanani, he's not going to be chayiv misa. A human being kills a kanani also, he's not going to be chayiv misa. Why should that be so? Why should it be that by a kanani is a lesser din? So the Meshech Chachma in Perek Chafal Pasuk Yudalid gives two possible explanations. First possible explanation is basically what you would think. So, well, prior to Matan Torah, all people were equal. And then, once Matan Torah happened, all people are not equal anymore. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants to show how valuable the blood of a Jew is to him. And therefore, he says, if a Jew kills a non-Jew, he's not going to be Chayiv Misa because the blood of a Jew is just too valuable to the Ribbono Shel Olam for the Ribbono Shel Olam to give it up for such a crime as killing another human being, as killing a non-Jew. The problem with that approach is, what about us? What about by a shor? Is the blood of a shor too valuable for the Ribbono Shel Olam to give up? That's a little bit strange, right? So the other explanation the Meshech Chachma gives is unbelievable. The Meshech Chachma says, just like we had before, we had a svara, why is it that ein onshin min adin, that we don't punish someone based on the Kal V'Chomer? Because there's a concern that if we punish someone based on the Kal V'Chomer, that maybe the onesh for the din akal does not suffice for the severity of the Isser, for the Din Chamur. Maybe the Onesh isn't enough of a Kapara. Meaning, we don't just give Onshim just to punish. That's not in our system. We give Onshim in order that people can get a Kapara for their Averos. So the Misa that you give someone is Mechaper for the person. The Malkus is Mechaper. All these things that we give, that we're Ma'anish a person with, are meant to be a Kapara. Well, if it's not going to be nearly enough to achieve a Kapara anyway, then it's just cruel. Then we're just punishing him for no reason. So says Meshech Chachma, when a Jew kills a Jew, it's a terrible Avera, and Misa is going to be Mechaper. When a Jew kills a guy, it's worse than a terrible Avera. Besides for the terrible Avera of the loss of human life, it's much worse. The Chil Hashem Shebo. Think of what a desecration of God's name that is, of the Chil Hashem that it is. And he quotes the Gemara that talks about the Amora that was that did Hashavas Aveda for a non-Jew's item in order to create a sense of Kiddush Hashem, right? To show that he cares about the non-Jew's money, so that created a sense of Kiddush Hashem. So he says, if we're going to say that by Mammon, so by a life, all the more so, the sense of Chil Hashem in a Jew killing a non-Jew is so massive that a Chi of Misa is not enough to be mechaper. Again, I'm not sure if it would apply, how that would apply to a shor, because does a shor really need kapara? As we said before, it doesn't seem that a shor would really need kapara, but at least on a human being level, that would the explanation of the Meshech Chachma would seem to work. Okay, but either way, in all these cases in our Mishnah, the Mishnah says the shor is going to be putter from the Misa. Now, in general, we say if the shor is not chayiv skila, the bailim would still pay kofar. So that really depends on the Minchas Chinuch points out, mitzvah nun aleph, that really depends on why the shor is not chayiv skila. There are two possible reasons why a shor would not be chayiv skila. One reason a shor would not be chayiv skila is because it's not considered an act of murder at all. And another reason a shor would not be chayiv skila is that it's considered an act of murder, but he gets off on a technicality. So, for instance, he says, horig trefa, so the bailim should be chayiv kofar, but that's not so, because the point is, by horig trefa, is that it's not ritzicha. If you're horig, because the trefa is already considered like a mace. A nefel, you kill a nefel, that's not an act of ritzicha. The nefel is not a bar kayama, it's not called ritzicha at all, and therefore it wouldn't be shaykh to talk about kofar in those cases. But by other things where where it is an act of ritzicha, but there's some sort of gzeres hakasav to say, meaning the victim was nirtzach, but there's some sort of gzeres hakasav to say that you're pater. For instance, shalo bekavana, or shnei shvarim, right? Cases like that, where definitely it was an act of ritzicha, it's just there's something, and the person was murdered, it's just something to let you off the hook, that's where you're going to be chayiv kofar. But anyway, let's see the Gemara. So Amar Shmuel, patr misa v'chayiv b'kofar. You patr from misa, but you're still going to be chayiv kofar. Rav am patr misa misa. Rav says you patr from both. V'amai hatam hu, even if you're going to say, even if you're going to darshan im kofar, which is the reason to say that you should be chayiv kofar, that even shalom b'kavanu you're chayiv kofar, that's only for a shor muad. But over here, the shor is a shor tam. It's rubbing itself against the wall. It's a shor tam. Why should you possibly be chayiv kofar in this case? So kedam rav b'muad lipol b'nei adam b'boros. Just like Rav says that sometimes you have a shor that's a muad to fall on top of people inside of a bar. Hachnami b'muad eschachich al b'nei adam b'ksalim. So too over here, you have an animal that's a muad to rub against walls and knock down walls by rubbing against them. Ihachi frakting mar if it's a muad bar katalu, he should be chayiv misa. Not only should he be chayiv kofar, he should be chayiv misa also. So Bishlam says more Bishlam, and in explanation of the question, Bishlam hasam the chaz yiruk of nafal el hachamayik lemeimar. I understand very well by the animal that has a propensity to fall into a bar, it's because it sees some green, it sees some grass at the bottom of the bar, so it jumps after the food and it keeps on hitting people because for some reason people are in those boros. But when it comes to an animal rubbing against the wall, what are you going to say? It's obviously just rubbing against the wall stam, and it's killing people left and right, rubbing against the wall. So if it's a mu'ud, it should get killed. So it says, no, it's not rubbing against the wall because it's trying to knock something down. It's rubbing against the wall because it wants to get hana, it wants to scratch its back. How do you know? What, do you interview the animal to ask the animal, were you was your back itching you, or were you just trying to damage? So the busted enough will come. What happens after the wall falls down? Does it walk off triumphantly, or does it continue to scratch his back? So if it continues to scratch his back, so obviously you see now when the animal is rubbing against the wall, it was only for its own hana. It wasn't trying to do anything vicious. Fracting marvakati tsroros ninu, isn't it still only tsroros? After all, when the animal knocks a wall down onto a person and says Rashi ve'im kofar kasuv ela b'negicha davigufo mamish, the kofar is only shayich when it's negicha, when it's mamish gufo, when it's anything short of literally gufo, there's no such thing as kofar. Now in the chidushi talmud of Rashba v'arash, he says that Rashi is not correct. Because kocho is kigufo also. And had it not been for Halacha Moshe Sinai that told us that Sroros gets only chatzi nezek, I would have paid nezek shalim for Sroros, because it's like regel. So kocho is also like gufo. So he says, no, what the Gemara is asking is that it's only Sroros, is that you should only pay chatzi kofar. It sounded like you pay full kofar, but if it's Sroros, you should really only pay chatzi kofar, you shouldn't pay full kofar. Not like Rashi says, you shouldn't pay any kofar, because kofar is not said in regards to Sroros, in regards to something that's not gufo mamish. No, you should pay kofar, but it should only be chatzi kofar. So anyway, says the Gemara answers, so the Amar of Mari, Bereid Rav Kana, Dukazal Minei Minei. Now the case is not that the shor bumped into the wall and then the wall went flying. It's that the shor was leaning up against the wall and the shor and the wall came tumbling down together. It says Rashi Ali Dei Dechifaso V'Gulgulo Kol Sha'a Ad Shema Pila Walav. Right, that it's continually the shor is falling down with the wall. It's pushing the wall down every moment. It didn't just punch the wall and then the wall just flies. No, it was falling down on top of the wall. So that's the case. That's in that case, it's not Sroros at all. That's what some of the Achronim, I saw, I forgot who, one of the Achronim says, it's Medrik in the Lashon of the Mishnah. Right? The Lashon of the Mishnah was, Hayim Eschachik Bekosel v'nafal ala adam. It doesn't say v'hipilo ala adam, that he knocked the wall down on a person, but it's v'nafal ala adam, that he too fell on the person. That it's not just the wall that fell; it's the shard that fell as well, so on top of the person. Okay, so says Mar, tiny kavasi to Shmuel v'tiyuf to Rav. We have a brisa that supports Shmuel and is a tiyuf on Rav. Again, Shmuel says you're part of a misa, but you're going to be chayiv kofer. So we have a brisa that supports this idea that you're part of a misa and chayiv kofer. Why? Brisa says there are four possibilities in general. Yesh chayiv b'misa b'kofer. Sometimes you chayiv misa and kofer. Yesh chayiv b'kofer patr misa. Sometimes you chayiv and kofer, but the animal is not going to get killed. Yesh chayiv b'misa patr mina kofer. Sometimes chayiv b'misa but patr from kofer. Yesh patr misa misa. Sometimes you patr entirely. So you have all four possibilities. Hakeitzad? How does that play out? How do the possibilities each work? Muad b'kavana chayiv b'misa b'kofer. Shor muad kills a person b'kavana chayiv misa and kofer. Muad shalo b'kavana chayiv b'kofer patr misa. A muad kills shalo b'kavana, you're chayiv and kofer, but you can be patr from misa. That's our Mishnah according to Shmuel, right? That's the raya that Shmuel is correct. That here you have a case where you're going to be chayiv and kofer, and the Mishnah said patr, it only meant you're patr from misa. And we just finish off the possibilities. Tam b'kavana chayiv b'misa patr mikofer. A tam kills b'kavana, you're going to be chayiv and misa and patr from kofer. Tam shalo b'kavana patr misa misa. And a tam kills shalo b'kavana, you're totally patr from both misa and kofer. So vanizak and shalo b'kavana, Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev, Rabbi Shimon Poter. Nizakin, damage that's done Shalom Bekavana, so Rabbi Yehuda's Mechayev and Rabbi Shimon says you're Pater. My time is Rabbi Yehuda. Why would Rabbi Yehuda say that you're a Pater? So Yalef Mikofro, he learns it from its Kofer. Ma Kofro Shalom Bekavana Chayev, Afa Nizakin Ami Shalom Bekavana Chayev. So Rabbi Yehuda says you're Chayev, because just like by Kofer, Shalom Bekavana, you're going to be Chayev, he'll say by Nizakin also, Shalom Bekavana, you're going to be Chayev. Very straight up limud. Rabbi Shimon say no, yalef miktali the shar, we learn it from the from the killing of a shar. Mak tali shalo b'kavana pater after zikin shalo b'kavana pater, just like when a shar kills shalo b'kavana, it's going to be pater from getting killed, so to nizakin that's done shalo b'kavana, you're going to be pater. So frankly, Rabbi Yehuda nami nelef miktale. Why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda learn it from killing? Why does he learn it from kofar instead of from killing? So dan in tashlumin mi tashlumin and dan in tashlumin mi misa. We'd rather learn out a din of paying from paying. I mean, we're learning paying for nezikin from paying kofar rather than learning paying for nezikin from misa. Right? It makes more sense. Rabbi Shimon nami nelef mikofro. Okay, if it makes so much sense though, why doesn't Rabbi Shimon learn from kofar? Right? Why does he learn from ketale rather than from kofar? Because we'd rather learn the chiyuvim of a shar from the chiyuvim of a shar as opposed to kofar, which is the chiyuvim of the bailim. Meaning, what does mean chiyuv the shar? The shar doesn't pay the money when it does nezek. No, it means a chiyuv that comes as a result of the shar. It was because of the shar's action that you pay the chiyuv, as opposed to kofar, which is a chiyuv of the bailim. What does it mean it's chiyuv of the bailim? Because we're assuming kofra kapara, meaning it has nothing to do with the shor's action that you pay the kofar. The kofar is a kapara for the bailim for not watching a shor and then allowing a shor to be masik. It has nothing to do with the shor's action, it has to do with the bailim's negligence. So therefore, we'd rather learn the chiyuv of a shor from the chiyuv of a shor, whether it be miso or payment, it doesn't make a difference. That's more similar to each other since they both relate to the chiyuv of a shor, rather than learn from kofar, which is the chiyuv of the bailim, is not the chiyuv of a shor at all. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Niskaven argus behem vargus adam pater. So if the animal tried to kill a behema and killed an adam by accident instead, he's going to be pater. So says the Gemara, niskaven argus behem vargus chayiv. But it sounds like if it tried to kill adam number one and it killed adam number two, right? If it tried to kill Reuven and kill Shimon, it's going to be chayiv. And that means that our Mishnah seems to be against Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afilin Niskaven Hargazev, Hargazev, Pater. Rabbi Shimon holds, even if you try to kill person number one, you accidentally kill person number two, you're still going to be Pater. My time is Rabbi Shimon, why are you Pater? Dharmakra, Hashar Yisakel, Vagamba, I love you, Mas. That the Pasuk relates the Misas Hashar to the Misas Abailim. Kemisas Bailim, Kach Misas Hashar. The same way the Bailim would get killed for his crimes, the Shar gets killed for his crimes. In that, Ma Bailim Adam Mechavin Lei, Afshar nami adam mechavinle. Just like the Bailam is only going to get killed, just like a human being only gets killed if he has kavana to kill the intended, if the victim was his intended victim, so too the shor is only going to get killed if the victim of the shor was the intended victim of the shor. How do I know that that's true by the Bailam? How do I know that if I try to kill Reuven and I accidentally kill Shimon, then I'm not going to be chayiv misa? Why shouldn't I be chayiv misa? So damakra va'arav lo v'kamalav, because the pasuk says va'arav lo, you sit in ambush for him, meaning it's, you're planning on killing him, you're trying to kill him. Ad sheyiskavin lo, we see that you have to have kavana to kill the person who in fact was the victim. V'rabbanan hay va'arav lo mayavdile, what do the rabbanan do with the phrase va'arav lo? Amri d'rabbiane prat l'zorik evan l'go. They understand that va'arav lo comes to teach me that if I throw a stone into a crowd and I kill someone, that's when I'm not going to be chayiv misa. But otherwise, if I kill somebody, I'm going to be chayiv misa, even if it wasn't my intended victim. Hey chidami, now what's the case where I throw a stone into a crowd? If you say the crowd is 90% non-Jews and 10% Jews, 9 non-Jews, 1 Jew, typically deruba kananim ninu. So anyway, I should be pater. You don't need a pasuk to tell me I'm pater. I'm pater because it's rov kananim anyway. So obviously the rov was that I wasn't going to kill a Jew. Inami palgo palga, and even if it were 50-50, suffik nefashos lahakel. Still, we should say suffik nefashos lahakel. It's a 50-50 suffik, and therefore we should be makel. So lo tzricha deika tisha yisraelim ve'echad kanani. No, the case must be that there were 9 Jews and 1 kanani. Da'afagav deruba yisraelim ninu, even though it's a majority that were Jews, kivin dika chada kanani benayu, the chiddush is I'm still pater. Since there was 1 kanani amongst them, havale kavua v'kol kavua, kamech san lakshadam v'saf nefashos lakel. And every case of kavua, since they were in their place, they weren't moving around, they were stationary in their place, they're considered kavua, and therefore every case of kavua is a din of a 50-50 suffix, even if in fact it's not a 50-50 suffix, and therefore it's suffix nefashos, I'm not going to get killed for throwing a rock into that crowd. As long as there was any sort of mixture of kananim and yisraelim, you're not going to be chayiv. Suffix nefashos lahakel. Fractos is a very strong kasha. Tos says the reason I'm not going to be chayiv is because of suffix nefashos lahakel. There's a more fundamental reason why they can't kill me for throwing a rock into a crowd. Fractos is tamul lemandi amar asray suffix lo shmei asra. Below time it is suffix nefashos lahakel patrin and lemei high time it lo shmei asra. I feel really it's fake luchumra. He says forget about suffix nefashos lahakel. What about the fact that asra suffix is not called asra? What kind of asra can you give the guy? Don't throw it in there because you might kill the Jew. It might and might not. Meaning, even if I do the hasra suffix is defined as you give me asra not to do this action, where even if I do this action, it's still a suffix whether I will have committed the crime or not. So here it is, even if I do this action of throwing the rock, it's still a suffix whether I committed the crime or not. So if you hold asra suffix is not called asra, why do we need any drasha? It's pashut. It's a davar pashut that you're not going to be chayiv. So it says Tosos so a little bit further down. Yeshlomer the shiny asim the odeh birur to yavli de isr vade im yosir o im yake ashnei and mishumach yishmei asra avlach kishesorik evan lego ein yadua she yavli de isr vade shen yodeh mi yake. Actually, that's answering the middle part. Meaning, bottom line is Tosos has this kasha. Why should asra suffik be any different? So we should read the middle part. It says, so maybe you'll say, no, we're assuming Hasra Safek is Shmei Hasra, but then how can you pater him if you assume that we're going like the Shita Hasra Safek Shmei Hasra? How could you pater him based on this drasha? Hacha im nimsa she Yisrael harig, if it turns out that he actually killed a Jew, we're mechayiv a person if he hits one guy assuming it's his father and then he hits another guy and we're not sure which one is really his father, even though it's a suffik, ubinosar sharmalo al tosir, by case of nosar where he's warned not to leave anything as nosar, says no, that's different. By that case of asra suffik, yeshomer the shiny hasam over there, you know for sure that you're going to be doing the iser if you are yosir or if you hit both of the guys. That's why it's called a hasra. Meaning, even if you say hasra suffik shmei hasra, That's only in those cases where you're definitely going to be violating the crime eventually. It's just you don't know which action is the violation of the crime. As opposed to over here, you don't even know if you violated the crime at all. So even if you hold the asra, something shmei asra, it's still not a good asra over here. So Tosfos says a bam kasha. He says, not only do I have a kasha according to the shita that asra safik lo shmei asra, I have a kasha according to the shita that asra safik is shmei asra. Regardless of what you hold about asra safik, this is even worse than a regular asra safik, because even if he does it, he still might not do the crime. He still might not have done anything. So fundamentally, there's a very strong reason that he shouldn't be chayiv over here. So that's the kasha of Tosfos. The Rashba understands that it's just based on a rov. That based on a rov, you assume it's not called Asra Safik. We follow the rov, and it's a majority, and therefore, Mela, it's not called Asra Safik anymore. Okay. We'll stop here. We'll pick up from the Mishnah, Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow.